Happy New Year from the Drinks Adventures podcast. I'm your host, James Atkinson, and I'm currently hard at work making some new episodes that I can't wait to share with you very soon. Any minute now, actually.
As Jancis says in the film, the wine world is very bad at diversity.
I'm constantly amazed at the types of ingredients that I'm seeing popping up. But bottom line is, it has to taste delicious.
How do you get a deep red coloured drink that has no grapes in it and no fermentation to have the same silhouette as a glass of wine?
The label usually look dated, but they look cool and they look interesting anyways.
Line up, say, 15 glasses, sugar cube, pot of coffee, cream, and a big dose of Irish whiskey in there too.
Young drinkers aren't having the reason to acquire that beer palate.
I'd quite often hear that someone had tasted a Nebbiolo and had a poor experience. That's about 7 years later before they've gathered enough confidence to try it again.
And it is that signature seaside coastal DNA that really identifies it to me as Old Pulpy.
All these episodes and more coming up in season 12 of the Drinks Adventures podcast. Follow us in all the usual places. But most importantly, visit drinksadventures.com.au where you can join the mailing list for my weekly newsletter. You'll be the first to know about podcast updates and I'll enter you into my monthly prize draw. Drinks Adventures, returning soon for 2022.
I mean, I love taking a case of Yenda home with me when I go to Yenda on holiday.
Exactly.